Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled A Young Practitioner's Journey to Steadfast Cultivation by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on May 26, 2023. I'm a young Falun Dafa practitioner and have clearly sensed that the Fa rectification of the world is imminent. During this critical period, I would like to share what I've come to understand. My father is also a practitioner, but we don't live together, so we studied the Fa separately. During the pandemic lockdown, however, we stayed in the same home, and we were able to study and practice together. We studied for an hour every night, then did the exercises and sent forth righteous thoughts. Our cultivation states during that time were very pure, as if we had returned to the cultivation states we had before 1999. As we continued to study the Fa every night, we had the sense that Master Li was lecturing in front of us, and the Fa revealed principles that I needed to understand. Every time we shared our understandings, they were very similar. I experienced the feeling of mutual improvement for the first time. Part 1. The Importance of Group Fa Study. Practitioners need to pay attention to the importance of group Fa study, especially a practitioner like me who did not have a chance to participate in group study before. While considering our safety, we should still try our best to read with other practitioners. Only by making sure to study the Fa every day can we keep up with the pace of Fa rectification. My father and I recently started studying master's lectures from before 1999. Through these lectures, I was shown what practitioners should be doing right now. I could truly feel the progress of Fa rectification and the changes in sentient beings and the coming changes in the world. No matter how busy we are, we must calm down and study the Fa. Regardless of which part we study or how much we study, the Fa will show us what we need to do. Part 2. Sending Forth Righteous Thoughts. From the start of the year to now, my father and I have periodically experienced physical discomfort and fatigue, which were effectively eliminated by sending forth righteous thoughts, studying the Fa, and doing the exercises. But the same symptoms would often recur a few days later. My righteous thoughts were not strong in the past, and I was lazy. For instance, last Chinese New Year's Eve, I began to feel uncomfortable. My whole body hurt that night, and my mind was full of negative thoughts. My father woke me up, and we sent forth righteous thoughts for a while. I felt a lot better the next morning and felt refreshed. I knew that Master had cleansed my body. There were many social activities during that Chinese New Year, but I wanted to keep up with sending forth righteous thoughts. However, I was a little bit lax in my cultivation. So when I tried to send righteous thoughts, various messages from other dimensions reflected in my mind, and I could not suppress them. At noon, I was not sleepy, but I still wanted to rest. That evening, my father was doing the sitting meditation alone in the bedroom, so I hurried to start studying the Fa on my own. I opened Hong Yin Volume 2 and read three poems, Expedition, A Diamond Will, and Fa Rectifies Everything. After studying these poems, I could feel Master's blessing, but thought that I was not worthy of being his disciple. I should be indestructible and invincible. A practitioner who is assimilated to Dafa should meet this type of interference with our incomparably powerful, divine powers of the Buddha Fa. What an insult it would be if I allowed myself to be suppressed by evil factors and was unable to eliminate them. I told my father about having taken a nap that day, and he said that was due to my notion that people needed a nap at noon. I often used human notions as excuses to relax. How could a Dafa practitioner be bound by human habits and notions? I should send forth righteous thoughts frequently and truly unleash the supernatural power of Dafa. Part 3. Spreading Dafa to my family members. My family witnessed the persecution of Dafa practitioners and had become friends with many of them. However, due to the old force's interference, only my father and I had taken up the practice. I was a bit antisocial before I became a practitioner and was hardly willing to talk to anyone. After I started practicing, I took the initiative to make meals for my family and socialize with them more often. When they said that I was not doing well in some areas, I accepted their words humbly and corrected myself. They were surprised when they saw that I had changed so much. From time to time, my uncle would talk about the practitioners he had observed over the past 10 years, and his opinions were often negative. I thought that this was my uncle's misunderstanding and tried to justify the practitioner's actions, thinking that was the right thing to do. Cultivation, however, had changed my mindset, and I now listened to my uncle with an open mind. I didn't have anything particular to say when he spoke negatively about practitioners, and just stated my own point of view openly. At the same time, I reflected on my own problems. He opened up to me once and said, "It is obvious that the Chinese Communist Party slanders Dafa, but what really makes people not understand is the way some practitioners act. After learning Dafa, it's fine as long as you're a little better than ordinary people. It's good enough for everyone to see that Dafa is good." From then on, I didn't say anything at too high a level. I simply talked about things at his level of understanding and the Fa principles of being a good person. At the same time, I changed my own mentality and no longer thought that I was better than ordinary people, and I became much more modest. I had taken a self-righteous attitude, and that was why my uncle told me that he found problems with some practitioners. He said that they spoke very well, but their actions were completely different from their words. I was aware of this too, and no longer deliberately tried to conceal the things that I didn't do well. When I talked about the Fa, I spoke on the same level of understanding as the person I was talking to, and tried not to merely persuade them. When facing someone like my uncle, who knows me well, I say less and do more, because people look not only at what Dafa practitioners say, but also at whether their words and deeds are consistent. My uncle's misunderstandings were gradually dispelled in the process of talking with me. I felt that Master was taking care of him. Whenever my uncle talked about some of the Fa principles he enlightened to, I simply shared my thoughts with him. Even if I don't speak, by just sitting there, I can still emanate a pure energy field. So to keep this cultivation state, I need to study the Fa every day to maintain my righteous thoughts and remain diligent in cultivation. I've sometimes been a little slack and could not fully exert the power of Dafa. I feel like a vessel. When I'm free of strong human notions, Dafa can be shown to the world through me. This feeling is really wonderful. At that moment, I feel no pressure because I know Dafa can harmonize everything. Although I successfully suppress some of the factors that hinder Dafa, the actual work is all done by Master. The following is an experience-sharing article entitled PhD Student at Harvard University: Falun Dafa Ended My Confusion and Struggles, from a Minghui website correspondent. The article was published on the Minghui website on May 27, 2023. An Cao is a PhD student at Harvard University. He comes from Vietnam and was raised in a supportive family environment. He has excelled academically ever since childhood and was admired and sometimes envied by those around him. He came to America to attend college, majoring in biomedical sciences, and eventually earning admission to Harvard University. Thus, he began his research career at one of the world's top academic institutions, and his future seemed promising. Part 1. Sinking into fame and fortune, unable to find the meaning of life. Once at Harvard, An discovered that everyone around him was exceptionally talented and driven to excel academically. The competition among them was intense, and the pressure was overwhelming. Everyone was vying for fame and fortune, and no one seemed genuinely happy. Average students vied for recognition and coveted greater success, while those at the top feared losing their status and couldn't rest easy. "No one around me was truly happy," An said. An began to place the highest importance on gains and losses within this environment. His relentless pursuit for recognition caused him to forget his original interest in scientific research, and it no longer brought him joy. Gradually, a creative drought set in, and he couldn't make any progress in his research, which caused him immense pain. Having been praised and applauded his whole life, he couldn't accept circumstances where he felt inferior. An attempted various methods to break out of this predicament, but nothing worked. His life became a mess and lost all sense of meaning. An spent several years in this state, confused and suffering. Part 2. Finding Falun Dafa and Discovering Hope. A turning point came in his life unexpectedly, just when An was on the verge of despair. An went to watch a Shen Yun performance in 2019 and saw the light of hope in life. Looking back now, An can still vividly recall the scene that really moved him. He said, "I was impressed with the first act. The divine follow the creator to come to the earth and accomplish their mission." This sacred scene was imprinted deeply in his mind, and he eagerly went to watch Shen Yun perform once again after the pandemic in 2022. An recalled, "I kept crying because it's just so beautiful. So meaningful." A song in the performance had lyrics that conveyed an idea that people had gone through so much and had lost themselves in this world. "I could feel those words so deeply," An said. He approached a Falun Dafa practitioner to learn more about Falun Dafa after watching the show. "I knew Dafa was good," An said, "but I felt like I didn't deserve to be a Dafa disciple." An said he felt while pursuing fame and fortune in the past that he didn't behave well, but at the same time he felt that Falun Dafa was so good. With infinite reverence for Master, and with Falun Dafa in his heart, he constantly sought more information about it. An stayed up all night on the eve of World Falun Dafa Day last year. "I knew May 13th was Master's birthday, so I waited until midnight. I knelt down and then prayed to Master. Master, please give me a chance to cultivate. Even if I cannot cultivate, if possible, please let me be a good person. I don't want to be lost." After that, An started avidly reading Falun Dafa books and went to a local practice site to learn the exercises. Part 3. Falun Dafa opened his wisdom. As An studied Falun Dafa more deeply, his creative block disappeared, and to his surprise, he was able to return to his research. He said, "I finally understood that before, I did my research for selfish reasons. Through studying Falun Dafa, he understood how to be a good person. He said he has found the meaning in life, and his life has been renewed. Although he has only practiced Falun Dafa for a year, An feels that he has undergone tremendous changes. Looking back on his life before practicing Falun Dafa, he feels like it was a completely different world." Inspiration for his research has constantly emerged in his mind over the past year. "I now no longer do research for myself, but rather for something bigger than me," he said, his voice shaking with emotion. "Now I feel I'm guided, and I know Master is here." He treats every challenge and difficulty as an opportunity to improve his character and assimilate to Dafa. The pain and torment have disappeared, and inspiration now comes to him naturally. Part 4. breaking through obstacles to promote Falun Dafa. An began promoting Falun Dafa to the public and sharing its beauty with others. During his studies, he met many international students who were struggling with the same academic pressures that he had felt, and he empathized with them. He wanted to provide them with an opportunity to learn about Falun Dafa. He began thinking about establishing a Falun Dafa club to hold activities within Harvard University, but he encountered significant resistance at the beginning. Some Chinese international students, deceived by the propaganda from the Chinese communist regime, had misunderstandings about Falun Dafa and blocked the club's application process. Throughout the process of applying to start the Falun Dafa club, An was not swayed by these people's attitudes nor their attempts to block the application. Instead, he maintained a peaceful mindset and saw these challenges as opportunities to clarify the truth. The attitude of the Chinese students eventually changed, and the university approved the application after understanding the beauty of Falun Dafa. The club was established at Harvard University and regularly holds activities on campus to introduce Dafa and explain the facts about it. A Chinese classmate left a deep impression on An. Her heart was filled with confusion and struggle, and she didn't understand the purpose of life. An persevered in explaining the facts about Falun Dafa to her, and she went to watch Shen Yun perform. She also began reading Falun Dafa books and told An, "This is the first time I've felt calm after so many years." Part 5. Endless Gratitude. This year's World Falun Dafa Day marked the 31st anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to the public. It was also An's one-year anniversary of practicing Falun Dafa. He was filled with mixed emotions on this special day. "I'm thankful for Master's benevolence and salvation, for giving me a chance to be a Dafa disciple. Master did not give up on me regardless of how many mistakes I made in the past. I feel like I was given a second chance to live." An's heart is brimming with gratitude to Master. "I'm thankful to Master for showing me the way in every aspect of my life," he said. The overwhelming emotions in his heart caused tears to stream down his face. "I pray Master will give me more strength to be diligent and be able to save more sentient beings."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.